Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 61, entitled, What I See Every Day. This was on my heart this morning as I communed with the Lord, as well as at other times. I deal with sick people for at least 36 hours of my week, and I want to share some attitudes and behaviors that I observe, along with enlightenment given by God. I see patients that are so flippant and even rebellious about their health because of the red tape, monotony, and callous attitudes of even some health professionals. I feel the need to address this. When I was a young child, I knew that I belonged in healthcare from a visit to the hospital. I just didn't know what capacity. It wasn't until I suffered a stillborn and later a miscarriage that I revisited this premonition. Even then, I didn't go into nursing soon after. But everything is within God's time. Let me make one thing clear. Due to the seriousness of this provocation, I went into an agreement with the Holy Spirit from the beginning. I know that you don't just live or die. You are judged, and you will either be with the Lord or you will join the devil and his angels, along with the netherworld and Sheol, cast into the pit of fire that burns with brimstone, where the worm dieth not. And this is not to scare you. This is just to tell the truth. It is what it is. If you believe everything else in the Word of God, then you have to believe what is waiting for the children of disobedience. What God told me was the same thing almost verbatim that Joseph told his brothers after their father's death. At the latter end of the scripture in Genesis chapter 50 verses 20b, he is come, meaning God, to save many people alive. Some realize the serious implications of this. I am one. The oath may have been written by a man, but it is honored by God. I have seen God keep his word to me on an intimate level. I watch as he moves in my patients' lives through me and even more supernaturally every day to reveal things that are hidden, to preserve life. I understand how gracious and merciful he truly is. What I see in return are patients who use the healthcare system to fuel privilege and entitlement. While others may be discriminated against, being denied even the most basic care. I see patients and family members that are so manipulative and will blatantly lie about the care that they did or did not receive, not understanding the ramifications or even caring, while making unreasonable demands enabled by physicians and sometimes hospital administrators who are only interested in securing a certain outcome. People that are intensely looking for the opportunity to sue someone, a payday, sit in attempt to record every medication that is passed, vital signs and tests, times that you enter or leave, the duration and what is discussed, and the care that is provided. Can I give you a news flash? Most hospitals offer an app for this. Or they are either on their cell phones as their family members are dying, wasting the most valuable commodity we have been given on this earth, time. Families that sit by idly and will not lift a spoon to feed their relatives, and the guilty estranged ones who come in a chaotic uproar, as if they have always been there, as if they ever cared, only to leave out of their loved ones' lives once again just as abruptly, and the aftermath of family and staff that are unhinged with their unruly behaviors. Your time is monopolized by those who want to just go on and on with a woe is me mentality, while barely lifting a finger to take responsibility for their health. Some get a sick kick out of having you wait on them hand and foot. Doing the personal things like cleaning their intimate parts, who can do it for themselves? Who takes joy in being incontinent so that they have to be tended to? I have seen patients who would refuse to eat if someone didn't put utensils in their mouths, having the capability to do it themselves. People refusing care or nitpicking over the care they receive while people are dying of a lack of beds. And those refusing the care, I just want to ask you, how exactly is that working out for you? Time will not permit me to write of all of the incidents that I see. I can write several books on this debacle, like many other systems in this country, full of debauchery. The mental instability, including trauma, deception, and every other evil work is on full display, and it is the saddest thing to watch, because death is glad to have you in your sin. How do I know that God's love is real? He continues to move on your behalf to save your lives. What amazes me is that people are so selfish and egotistical that they wouldn't see it if Jesus stood in front of them and said, "I am giving you a chance because you clearly are not ready to see my face in peace." As I watch the Holy Spirit work through and around me, I am fiercely cognizant of His love. To tell the truth, I get so frustrated dealing with foolishness, and it is foolishness. But it is my love for Jesus that allows me to persevere. His words to me, "Let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap if we do not give in." Galatians 6:9 of the Amplified Version. But know this, I am not alone in how I feel, because the Holy Spirit dwells in me and is looking at this ridiculousness, manifesting frustrating emotions in me. This is why He told Moses, "Now therefore, let me alone and do not interfere, so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them." Exodus 32, 10a of the Amplified Version. Let me make this clear. Many people, not all, on both sides of this spectrum, could care less if you live or die. Believe that. There are so many behavioral issues with us as humans, and what is truly dismal is that we walk around in complete oblivion. But through the Spirit, I recognize that there are generations of hurt and pain that many refuse to deal with. God is so merciful because He sees and knows we are hurting. It is manifested every day when we lash out at innocent others. I will warn you of this. It doesn't matter how long or short your life is, except for infants and children who know no better. Refusing to heal and to know the great I am personally, to be the best you possible, will not absolve you of God's wrath, because we all have a body, soul, and spirit. What this means is that we all know better. There is no insanity plea with the Lord. So let me drive this point home. I will say first that we should meditate on the book of Romans, because it confirms the few scriptures that I am getting ready to present to you. That God will not be mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth, because that which is known about God is evident within them, in their inner consciousness, for God made it evident to them. For ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through His workmanship, all his creation, the wonderful things that he has made, so that they who fail to believe and trust in him are without excuse and without defense. For even though they knew God as the creator, they did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking, godless, with pointless reasonings and silly speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22nd, Amplified. If you saw in the spirit, in the supernatural, what I see daily, you would reverently believe the writer when he wrote, "O taste and see that the Lord our God is good." How blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalms 34, verse 8. For God looks beyond man and his insecurities. So know this. The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act, and is not slow about his promise as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 9, Amplified. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.